Men are tired of the foolishness. We've been putting up with so much nonsense for so long, and it's really getting to a lot of men. Why are men finally just tired of the foolishness, and what is this going to lead to? Watch it in this video to have all of those questions answered and more. Don't forget to follow us over on Rumble, and don't let them tell you that you will own nothing and be happy. Go and check out Angry's Crypto Academy to learn how to buy, sell, and trade crypto while making massive profit. The academy is linked in the description of the video. Let's go ahead and jump right in. So guys, men are tired of the foolishness. They're tired of the nonsense. They're tired of the BS, and they're not going to take it anymore. I'm recording this video using the built-in microphone over on my MacBook Pro because my usual recording machine is I usually record on my Strix, and it kind of died on me, and I don't feel like doing the whole dongle thing right now to get the microphone plugged in. So if the audio is not perfect, forgive me for it. I'll worry about it in the next one. And also shout out to everyone on mgtow.tv. This is our first recording over here. And, shout out to the creator, to the founder of MGTOWTV as well, for putting me onto the platform, inviting me over. Hopefully there'll be more content. Talk about returning to your roots, right? I'm one of the OGs of MGTOW, and here I am on MGTOWTV.tv, invited by the founder. But yeah, guys, men are tired of this fucking foolishness. This is some fucking bullshit. You know, it's crazy. I talked about how on YouTube I'm so censored. I can't say whatever the fuck I want to because of the fucking Jews on that dirty ass platform. And I realized that it has been damaging me mentally. I'm fucking sick of those people. Sick of the platform. I'm sick of those motherfuckers. I'm sick of the control, you know. Sick of the Jews. And it's just hard, and it fucks with your head. It fucks with, because you're not allowed to say the things that you want to say. You have to censor yourself constantly. You have to walk on eggshells, and it's just not right. It's just not fucking right, and I'm fucking tired of it. I'm beyond tired of the bullshit. I'm beyond tired of the fuckery. I'm beyond tired of the nonsense. I'm just not taking it anymore. I'm not putting up with that shit anymore, you know. And does it affect my bottom line? Absolutely. But that's what it is. That's what's happening with a lot of men. A lot of men are saying, you know what, fuck this shit. I'd rather make less money and have my mental health and have my peace than put up with this shit. You look at the way women operate in society. Women are fucking parasites. Okay? For years, I tried to say otherwise. I had a bunch of female friends years back, you know, even after going MGTOW and walking away from the label. I had a bunch of female friends, and I'm going to tell you something about these motherfuckers. They are cheaters. They're all fucking whores. Every last one of them. As soon as their boyfriends are away, they're fucking sleeping around with everyone else. All right? Sleeping around with every fucking dog out there. I found out that one of my friends was doing it, and she was trying to hide it from me initially, but, you know, I found out, and I had to, what was I going to do? You know, I knew her fuck, listen to me, I knew her fucking boyfriend, I knew her fucking partner, and this dude is there, like, you know, she was literally, like, we were so close that, like, you know, when her dude was away, she was chilling, she was staying with me sometimes, right? We were literally family, and he's like literally there messaging me and asking me to check on her, you know, because like she's not responding, and it's like, yeah, the reason why she's not responding is she's gets because, and what am I gonna do? I can't tell him like she's fucking some other dude, right? I don't know. And you guys are like angry. What the fuck? What are you gonna do? What are you doing? And I didn't know initially. I had no fucking idea initially. But this is just the reality that we now live in with modern women, with society. Women are fucking whores. They're fucking liars. They're fucking cheaters. They're fucking parasites. I've tried to be fair to them. I don't have any female friends. I don't really have many friends right now. I've cut off all my fucking friends. I've cut off all of these motherfuckers. All right? Because I see what their fucking nature is. People are parasites in general, but women, Jesus Christ. With men, when you have men who you call brothers, that actually means something. When you talk about sisters, like the sisterhood, they're just basically working towards tearing men down, but they don't actually like each other. The sisterhood is a group of gay women who hate men, fucking lesbian circle, that want to bring about the destruction of the world and are all into Satan and fucking demons. I mean, if you look at the books that they read, like all of the literature these fucking scum bitches are reading, it's like filled with like fucking gay shit and like lesbian shit and fucking demons. Like, oh, I'm fucking Lucifer. I'm fucking a demon. He's so much better than men. Oh my fucking gosh. Okay, so you think a demon is better than the average guy, you fucking scumbags? I'm actually hitting the vape while I'm talking to you. It's been a long time since I've been able to kind of just kick back, relax, and just say whatever the fuck I want to say. Fucking YouTube is such a shit fucking platform. It's a shit fucking platform. Again, forgive if the audio isn't coming through great, forgive me. I apologize for it. I didn't feel like setting up the fucking microphone. I'll figure that shit out soon. Assuming the audio on here isn't great. If it's actually workable, then I'll just roll with it. I'll have no idea until after I record the video and check it out and make it see how the audio turned out. You know, I'm using StreamYard to record this video, so I didn't even feel like putting a fucking background into it. Because like, what the fuck? Why am I gonna put a fucking background into it? Why am I even gonna stress myself out? Nah, I'm just gonna sit here. I'm gonna talk some shit with you for a little bit. Oh my gosh, I tell you. Like, life for the average man is just so fucking miserable. It's so, oh my gosh. It's so fucking miserable. It's so fucking miserable. It's just fucking awful. It's just fucking awful, man. And it's the only real power that you have in this situation is to walk away. That's really all you can do, is just walk away from friends, family, people in general, pussy, women. And women are miserable. Women are nasty fucking creatures. Dirty, filthy fucking creatures. I'm telling you right now. They're of no value to this world. They are of no real value. Am I hating on every single one of them? Not really. I've had some female friends. It's like, and they're all the same. Every last one of them. You just see like the manipulative nature and the stupid and the way they try to manipulate and never take accountability for anything that they say or do. They cannot handle accountability. They are forever children. All right. They're worse than children. They're rotten fucking children. Nasty motherfuckers. It's been a long fucking time. Long fucking time since I was able to just sit back and hit the vape, you know. You smoke a little weed. I haven't done that in a long time. But I would vape. I haven't vaped in a long time. I have a lot going on. And I was just like, fuck this shit. You know, went and got a meal. I haven't had takeout in a long time. I had some takeout tonight. Fuck it. And I bought a vape. And I was like, all right, let me hit it. And initially, I felt a little woozy. But then once I started to calm down, because I have anxiety, struggled with that shit for years. Once I started to hit the vape and start to calm down a little bit, now I'm relaxed. Now I'm relaxing a little bit. Oh my gosh, this is good shit. Like, you will be driven crazy in this fucking world. This world is a crazy fucking world. That's why so many guys are done with the foolishness. Like, you have a lot of men who are like, just like, yeah, no, I'm just going to stay home, watch this fucking piece of shit world burn. I'm just going to stay home. Yeah. And I'm right there for it. I'm literally right there for it with them. Because I've just been dealing with this shit for so fucking long. And I'm exhausted from this shit. And most men are exhausted from this shit. That's why MWA has grown so much, regardless if people use the label or not. Men are walking away from relationships. They're walking away from dating. They're walking away from society. They're fucking done with this shit. There's nothing out there for us. It's just too fucking expensive. Bitches wanting to take advantage of us. Many of us, our mothers didn't even love us. Our mothers are the most despicable cunts in the entire world. And I've got dudes watching my video like, leave my mommy alone. My mommy was, dude, fuck off, bro. Fuck off, you fucking simp motherfucker. I tell you, that's why you have to own the infrastructure, you know? Gotta get my platform up so I can put my shit there. I am grateful that like MGTOW.TV, they've been backing up my shit for fucking years. they've been backing up my shit for fucking years. Yeah, dude reached out to me some fucking years ago and he was like, you know, they can clone the channel, and they cloned it, and then they had some problems. And I spoke to him recently, and he says, you know, he said that they had some issues, but then they started cloning the Rumble channel, which was like, wow. And now they're back to cloning the YouTube channel. And that was just so incredible, because, like, if I drop dead tomorrow, that means that my content is still there. My content still exists here, and I've been noticing they've been, like, cloning, like, Tale of the Fiend and others. That's fucking awesome. Tell you, man, these fucking Jews have fucked things up. The dirty cunts, the simps, and the fucking Jews. The evil fucking Jews. Let me tell you something. They're responsible for most of the evil shit that you've seen happen in this world. Charlie Kirk, JFK, Abraham Lincoln, the sinking of the Titanic, COVID, 9/11, all of that shit. Who do you think that they did it? They did, like, like, if you want to know who the deep state is, the deep state is Israel. The deep state is Israel. Like, they're the fucking jerk-offs. I'm done with this shit. Men are done with this shit. I'll probably have another video for you guys soon enough. But I just wanted to do this first video. You know, for him, this is an exclusive on MGTOW.TV. We'll see if it gets any fucking views. You know, it'd be nice. It'd be nice if it got some views. It'd be nice if it got some views, right? But I was able to say some things here. I was able to say some things. Anyway, guys, like the video if you like it. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you like the video, share the video. And just remember that all roads lead to MWA, Men Walking Away, and cheers.
Nothing, nothing, nothing says you care like crypto. Nothing can compare. Nothing, nothing, nothing says you care like crypto.